Good morning, friends. Good morning once again. I'm certainly happy to be coming your way once again with the short gospel broadcast. To begin with, listen to this scripture. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. That is the 19th Psalm and one of my favorite scriptures. In it, it is pointed out to us that God created all the beautiful handiwork of the heavens and the earth. In fact, the creation of God is manifested by looking at the heavens and the glories of the earth. First, it mentions the heavens. There's another scripture that fits in with this so well, Psalms 8, 3, and 4. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Now, friends, regardless of what the scientists may say and others who have different theories about the beginning of the world, we find in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Now, I'm just willing to accept that. Are you? This would include that which is seen and that which is not seen. All matter and life and energy came into existence by the power of God. Just consider the earth with its rocks, minerals, and past life as recorded by the fossils. The precious stones, diamonds, the rubies, the sapphires, and the emeralds, each with its own special beauty and appeal to man. Then there are the marbles, granite, sandstone, limestone, and slate used by man to build his houses and places of worship, amusement, and business. Out of the earth, man takes the ores and the metals as gold and copper nuggets. By smelting and refining processes, and metals which support the vast industrial and construction projects. The soil of the earth, when sown and acted upon by moisture and sunlight, brings forth food for both man and beast. These testify to the greatness and the glory of God. Then, there is the animal world. From the smallest of the invertebrate insects to the largest of the mammals, as the elephant and the whale, all were made by God, each according to its kind, whether it be the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, or the beast of the earth, or things that creep upon the earth. To these things God gave life with the ability to move about from place to place, some in the air and others in the seas as well as upon the land. Yet all of this is such a small part of God's great and wonderful creation. How true that song, how great thou art. But the creation of man was a crowning work of God. Mankind had the power of reason and intelligence and power of choice so that he was able to search out many of the mysteries of God's creation. He has learned to take the coal from the earth and heat the vast boilers for the smelters and the furnaces. He pumps the oil from the ground, refines it, and uses it to fly his planes in the air at the rate of a mile in only a few seconds. By radio, man sends his voice into the air over the transmitter. The radio waves travel at the speed of light for thousands of miles, which are then picked up by the receivers, those listening, sometimes even at distant points. It is amplified and turned again into audio sounds and heard from coast to coast and around the world. That's wonderful, isn't it? Man uses an X-ray and examines the bones of his fellow man. He coats a film, puts it into a camera, opens a shutter for a small fraction of a second, and makes a picture of that which is before him. He looks through a telescope at the stars and the moon. He determines the speed with which they're traveling, and he determines their orbit. He finds the motions of the earth, and from all this he predicts years ahead, and that to a split second, at what time there shall be an eclipse of the sun or the moon, whether it be partial or total, and at what place on earth it will be visible. Now, why and how can man do all these things? Because God endowed him with intelligence and understanding. Remember, all these things speak of the greatness of God. But there's one thing man, with all his natural understanding, cannot do. That is to search out the greatness of God and find him in a personal way within his own knowledge. Listen, but as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians 2:10. I say that this salvation is greater than all other things of the creation of God. Surely, it is a mystery revealed only to those willing to humble themselves. Seek and search for it until God reveals it unto them, and that is by the Spirit of God. Gold is bought and sold by the ounce. Diamonds are reckoned in value by the carat. Coal and steel is measured by the ton. Farms are bought and sold by the acre, and city lots by the foot. These things are valuable in this day of ours. And yet, friends, I'm speaking to you about this great salvation, which is more valuable than all of them put together. Timber is valued by the 1,000 board feet of lumber they can cut from it. Milk is measured by the quart and gasoline by the gallon. Transportation charges are based on the miles traveled, whether by sea or land. There is a depth to the sea, which can be determined by the experts. Also, a height to the mountains. Some climbers delight in scaling the highest peaks. Rain falls by the inch, and the temperature rises and falls by degrees. Electricity is sold by the kilowatt hours and gas by the cubic feet. Speed is measured by miles per hour, minute, or second. Light travels at approximately 186,000 miles per second. And I understand that the distance to the stars are sometimes measured in light years. We further understand that some stars are so far away that hundreds or even thousands of years for light to reach us from that great outer distance in space. Yet there is a reckoning of this distance. Mankind has figured out many things. Then, there is a span to life of all living things, whether plants, animals, or mankind. It may be a few fleeting moments, or it may be hours, days, weeks, months, or even years or thousands of years, as is the case of the great trees in the Sierra Nevada range. Even the earth had a beginning, and according to prophecies, it has a certain ending. Listen, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, Genesis 1:1. I want you to remember that scripture. Now, the ending of the earth is described in 2 Peter 3:10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. The heaven shall pass away with a great noise, And the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Friends, this gift of salvation cannot be measured in dollars and cents. Time is no factor in determining its duration. It is for all eternity. Now, you may accept what you will in regard to the modern theories of how the world came into existence. I'm willing to go along with what the Bible says. My old Bible, though the cover is worn and the pages are torn, and though places bear traces of tears, yet more precious than gold is the book worn and old that can shatter and scatter my fears. This old book is my guide. 'Tis a friend by my side. It will lighten and guide my way. And each promise I find soothes and gladdens my mind as I read it and heed it today. To this book I will cling. Of its pages I will sing. And though great losses and crosses be mine, for I cannot despair, though surrounded by care, while possessing this blessing divine. Our Father, thank you for permitting us to use the airways once again to send forth thy word. We ask the Spirit of the Lord to accompany it and bless it to each listener near and far. And for that which is accomplished, we will give thee the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank you, friends, for listening. Do be with us again next Sunday, same time, same station. And until we meet again, this is Will saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.